There's still a roshim left of the shemen of Chanukah. So we'll touch upon Chanukah just a little bit. But I want to mention something related to Pasha.
Sorry.
As well, I hope we have time to get to it. Hashem. One of the kavanas, which the Arizal says, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, is Rosh Tevos Nachal. So he has a whole kavana where he says, to be machavin, a certain Nachal, a certain river, and there's two of them. The first one comes from a combination of two names. I'll just share them with you. One is called Ma. The other one is called Dam. So Ma and Dam together.
Dam or Dam?
Dam. Blood. Ma and Dam together is Gematria Nachal with the Kola. This is Kavana number one when it comes to Ner Chanukah. And the Ari also writes, to be Mechavein Hashem Rega. When you say, Baruch Atu Hashem, so there's a certain kavana called Regel, which is a combination of two names, called Ab Kasa. Together they make Shem Regel. This is what he says is the secret of the Halik Mishkiya Sachama Ad Shetich LeRegel Min Hashok. So hopefully as we go through this, these thoughts about the upcoming parshas in Mitzvah Shem, I understand a little bit about what this is. Chazal tell us that whenever Moshe wanted to daven in Mitzrayim, he had to leave. Ketzesi es chapir, Ephras es kapel Hashem. When I leave the city, I'll daven. So Chazal say, Rashi brings it, that the whole Eretz Mitzrayim was mali gilulim. It was all filled with avodah zarah. How could it possibly be that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't find a room somewhere, somehow, that he could daven Mitzrayim? Right? Even if there's churches, you know, on every block, you know, it means to say that a person can't find a single place where he can, a private room where he can daven in. So it would seem like this. We know that Paro considered himself to be godly. And the reason why he proclaimed himself to be godly was because he professed that he didn't have to use the restroom. And of course we know that when it was time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to announce to Paro that Klai Yisrael would be taken out of Mitzrayim, he did so at the time that Paro was emerging from the river, that he would go into the river to be Oisit Tzrachav. So this was Hashem calling his bluff. And it was at this time that Hashem announced to Paro that the Yidden would leave Mitzrayim through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe confronted Paro at this time, that again, Paro considered himself to be godly because he didn't have to be Oisit Tzrachav, at least that's what he said, and they considered the river also to be godly. Now what's the reason why the river itself was godly? So it would seem the reason why they considered the Nahar of Mitzrayim to be godly is because there are four rivers which come out of Gan Eden. One of them is called, and the first one is called Nachal.
Can you put that right over here? So,
okay, have a seat. Sure. The reason why perhaps Nachal, Nahar Mitzrayim, is considered to be godly is because the very first Nahar, which the Torah mentions is, which comes out of Eden, and there are four of them, the Hayel Abba Rashim, is what's called Nahar Pishon. Now she says Nahar Pishon is Nachal Mitzrayim. It's the Nahar of Mitzrayim. It would seem the reason why they considered it to be godly is because it was a shirayim of the world of Gan Eden. That since Nahar Mitzrayim comes out of Gan Eden, and Gan Eden was a place that was a godly makom, so they considered this Nahar Mitzrayim, which is called Nachal Pishon, to be the place which was godly. Has godly qualities to it. What's interesting, and this relates to something we spoke about Motzei Shabbos, Pishon is actually from Lashon of Pishton, and Mitzrayim they were Megadol Pishton. I don't want to say the remez yet, it just came to mind. Maybe we'll say a little bit afterwards. So anyways, this Nar Pishon, which comes out of Gan Eden, they consider it to be godly. That it was free of psilas. That just like Gan Eden was a makom which was completely free of psilas, that's why they considered it to be godly. So now what's interesting is that here, as a paru is going to be oisit tzrachav in the Nar Mitzrayim. So Nar Mitzrayim is free of all psilas. Which means to say that even though every single river has some type of psolus to it, Nahar Mitzrayim is free of that because it comes from Gan Eden. And Paro himself, he's godly. Why? Because he doesn't have to be Oisit Tzrachav. He's also free of psolus. He's free of psolus. This could actually be one of the reasons why in earlier times they worshipped Eitzim Vavanim. Because it could be that they considered Eitzim Vavanim, which is like idols, to be godly because an idol doesn't have to be Oisit Tzrachav. Since when do you see that a tree or a stone has to be oisa tzrachim? Huh? So what's interesting is that they worship sheep. It could be because of the following reason. Let's get to that in a moment. Why does they worship sheep? We have to just work our way through. So it could be the reason why the entire Eretz Mitzrayim was considered to be mali gilulim, full of idols, and that Moshe had to leave it, was because the Nahar Mitzrayim, which they considered to be godly, had an effect and saturated every single thing in Mitzrayim. So anywhere and everything which had an effect by the Nahar Mitzrayim was immediately infested with Tumas of the Gilulim. Because that was the influence that Nahar Mitzrayim had on Eretz Mitzrayim. So there was nowhere to run for Moshe Rabbeinu to go, because that's what it means, that it was filled with Gilulim, it was filled with Avodah Zarah everywhere. But even more so, it seems that because Paro was Oisit Tzrachav in Nahar Mitzrayim, and Paro professed that he didn't have any need to be Oisit Tzrachim, it would seem that the idea of waste and going to the restroom has a very strong connection to what's going on in Mitzrayim. We know that in the night of Makas Becharo, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he destroyed all the Gilulim in Mitzrayim, all the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, that was left over, and plus he killed every Bechor. The only one that was saved out of all the Bechoros in Mitzrayim was Har. Har was the Bechor. Right? What's interesting is that of all the Gilulim and over the Avodah Zarah, and over the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, which were destroyed on the night of Makas Becharo, there was one which was saved. Which one was it? It was called Pa'or, Beis Pa'or. Because when Klai Yisrael left and they encamped by the Yamsuf, it says it was Mul Beis Pa'or. It was opposite the Beis Pa'or. What's interesting is that Paro and Pa'or have the same Shirish. That we know that the Avodah Zarah, which is called Pa'or, is that they would worship Pa'or by going to the bathroom in front of Pa'or. That in a way, that the way that Pa'or would have a chizik towards Tumah was by going to the bathroom in front of it. What it seems was behind that is that by showing that a person has his mortality, that he has to be Oisit Tzrachav, by doing that in front of Pa'or was Mechazik the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or, because the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or was an Avodah Zarah in which it didn't have to be Oisit Tzrachav. Just like Paro. So now we see the connection why Paro is called Paro, and his relationship to the Shirish of the word Pa'or, and why Paro was saved from Akas Mechoris, and Beis Pa'or was saved from Akas Mechoris, was because they all have a Shaychus one to the next, that which is godly doesn't have to be Oisit Tzrachav. But that which is mortal has to be Oisit Tzrachim. So just like Nahar Mitzrayim, which was godly because it comes out of Gan Eden, and there was no any inyan of psoilus in the Nahar Mitzrayim because it comes from Pishon, and Pishon is Yartse Mi Gan Eden, which is a place of no psoilus, and Paro was being Oisit Tzrachim in there. So Paro, really, by going to the river, he was not only Minei Ubei, he was destroying his own sense of godliness, but he was also being matame in the Nahar Mitzrayim, because it was supposed to be also free of any such things. So that's why Dabka, Moshe was sent to tell Paro about Yitzias Mitzrayim at the time that Paro was emerging from there to be Oisit Tzrachav. As if to say, I'm calling your bluff, I know what's going on here, you are mortal, you're not what you seem to be, what you are, and this is the Pesach from which Klai sold in Mitzrayim. So it would seem, therefore, that Paro and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the whole inyan of the Gilulim in Mitzrayim had to do with the inyan of Tsoa. Tsoa is the word which the Torah uses, which Chazal use, which represents waste, because it's Yotze min aguf, Lashon Tsoa. It says that Paro, when he came out of the river, Moshe confronted him at the time that he was Yotze Hamayma, that he was coming out of the water. Right? Yotze Hamayma, it could have said Yotze min Hamayim, but it says Yotze Hamayma can also be Saiva, that he was being Yotze Mayim, that he was going to the bathroom there. Yotze Hamayma. He was going to the bathroom in the river. So it would seem that's why the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim is so vive around this world, around this word called Tse, which is a lashon of Tsoa. That's why it's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim means that in order for Klai Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim, it was telling this inyan of Tsoa. That if you can destroy the whole concept of Avodah Zarah, of which Paro and Nar Mitzrayim held themselves to, which is that we don't have to be Moitzi any Psylus. We're free of all Psylus. The opposite of that is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Tsoa from Mitzrayim. The Mikoyach the Tsoim from Mitzrayim, which is the Nargon, which is the Menei Obey, which destroyed their belief that there really is a godliness here. So it's called Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'll shame that. That's why the very first words which Hashem tells Moshe about leaving Mitzrayim, Hashem tells Moshe, when he gives him this charge, Hotze es ami b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Hotze, hei vav tzadi aleph, is literally the osios Tsoa. Right, that mikoach tzoa, mikoach this tzoa, that is really does exist there, which does exist there. You're going to be able to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and Klai Yisrael don't leave Mitzrayim until Paro says, "Say ata v'chol ha'am asher b'raglecha, leave you and all of your people which are by your feet." If you remind you, come back to the sin, you know, why is it called v'chol ha'am asher b'raglecha? Why we use that lashon? But anyways, the koyach of tzei is the koyach which allows Bnei Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. It could be that's the reason why we eat matzah as a siman to Klai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. I think they say that matzah is constipating. Is that true? Did they say such a thing? Which is the opposite of the inyan of tzei, which is supposed to bring out the godliness of Klai Yisrael. But we'll come to this as it has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu momentarily. This perhaps is the reason why in last week's parasha. Yeah, so the sheep actually is. We'll come to that moment. When we get to Moshe, we'll talk about the sheep also. When Paro tells Yosef that Yosef is going to be his right hand man, he says to him, "Rak hakisei yagdal mimeka." The only thing which will be above you is the kisei. So Paro refers to himself as the kisei, right? Why does he refer to himself as a kisei? So the reason why is because the place where a person goes to the bathroom is called the beis hakisei. So what Paro is telling Yosef, what he's alluding to here, is that this secret of kisei, the fact that I am immortal because I don't have to use the beis hakisei, right? And you do because you're mortal, this kisei is what divides you and me. This is the dividing factor between you and me. I'm godly and you're not. I'm immortal because I don't have to use the beis hakisei, and you are. And it could be the reason why the beis hakisei is metame is because the word kisei is gematria anochi. Beis HaKisei would imply two Anochis. Because Beis is a Lashon two. Bias, two. The letter Beis. So Beis HaKisei means there are two Anochis. There are like two gods. Right? So Paro says, I'm a god. Right? And Hashem could be a god also. Right? Because he acknowledges that Hashem is called an Elohim. He just doesn't understand. The Zohar says that Hashem is also called Havaya, which is that he runs all the Elohim. So even HaKisei is a gematria Elohim. Right? So he says, there's nothing wrong with me being an Elohim. Hashem is an Elohim. I'm an Elohim. That's called Beis HaKisei. If you make it that there's two Elohims, that's called Beis HaKisei. And that's why it's Metame. Because it's not Saival, this Gaiva of Paro. That's why it says, anybody who's is a Bal Gaiva, that is called a Toeva. Toevas Hashem kol Gvalev. And this is the secret why Mitzrayim is called Toavas Mitzrayim. It's a Toeva because since Paro identified himself as being godly, that's called the Toeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Tsoa is like a Toeva. Because when you confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, I'm godly and so are you, that's called Toavas Mitzrayim. Now the halacha is that a person is not allowed to be Maharher, Divrei Torah, or Davin in the Beis HaKisei, which is why Moshe had to leave Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was able to come down into Mitzrayim to take Bnei Yisrael out? If you can't daven there, and you can't learn Torah there, how is it that Hashem b'chvod v'atzmo came to take the Nisa out of Mitzrayim? Is it not a basic kisei? So the teretz is that it's based on the Zohar. The Zohar says that when it says in the pasuk, v'yavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, avarti is a lashon aveira. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an aveira lishma. What's the secret of the aveira lishma? Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't belong with time at all. Because you can't even daven this, let alone that Hashem should reveal himself there. But the fact that Hashem comes down to take B'nai Yisrael out, which is Pikuach Nefesh and Atzalos Nefashos, that's called an Aveira Lishma. It could be that it even more connects to that which the Sefer Hasidim writes, that the Sefer Hasidim has a Chiddush. Then in a place where a person, if he's in a bathroom, and he's having thoughts which are immoral thoughts, if he's thinking inappropriate thoughts in the Beis HaKiseh, it's mutter to be Maharher B'divei Torah in order to save oneself from improper thoughts, even in a Beis HaKiseh. So it could be, based on this Sefer Hasidim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Saimech on the Sefer Hasidim, that since B'nai Yisrael were in the Beis HaKiseh, and they're in the Ervas HaAretz, which is Mitzrayim, and they're having improper thoughts there, and they're being impressed by the Avodah Zarah, and the Tumah, and the Arayas of the Mitzrayim society, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was allowed to come down into Mitzrayim to take them out, al pi the Sefer Hasidim, to reveal Divrei Torah in Mitzrayim, in order to take B'nai Yisrael out of this matzav of Tumas HaMachshava, which they had in Mitzrayim. Could be that's why Tefillin is associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's all Zeichah Yetzias Mitzrayim, that since the whole Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to save B'nai Yisrael from improper thoughts, and the whole Indian of wearing Tefillin, not to be Misiach Das, is in order to maintain Machshava Shel Kedusha. So therefore, Tefillin and Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim go hand in hand. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Goyel from Mitzrayim, what makes Moshe unique is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact saved from the Nar Mitzrayim. He was thrown in the Nar Mitzrayim, right? And he was saved from there. And we say, Min Hamayim Mishisihu, that Moshe was taken out, Basi says, he was taken out from the Nar Pishon. It could very well be that we know that we make a bracha every day, Sha'asadi Kol Tzarchi. That Hashem, you take care of all my needs. That we know that when a person, that bracha was instituted about shoes. That Hashem, you gave me shoes. That's why Api Kabbalah, we don't make the bracha of Sha'asadi Kol Tzarchi in Yom Kippur, because we don't wear shoes anyways in Yom Kippur. And we know that when we go to the bathroom, the Lashon of Chazal is that person is Oisit Tzarchav. So it could be that when a person makes a bracha of Asadi Kol Tzarchi, the reason why he does so is because part of the tzrachim of a person is that he goes to the bathroom. So after going to the bathroom, you know, the bracha of Sha'asadi Kol Tzarchi is appropriate as well. That's perhaps also the reason why on Yom Kippur we don't make Sha'asadi Kol Tzarchi, because if you're fasting the whole day, you probably won't have to use the bathroom the whole day. So a person, well, that's before, but I'm saying, mikayach, what you do on Yom Kippur doesn't produce any waste, right? So therefore you're free from Sha'asadi Kol Tzarchi mitzad what's taking place on Yom Kippur. Therefore, it would seem that the inyan of Sha'asadi Kol Tzarchi, which has to do with Asiyas Trachav, has to do with a Na'al. Has to do with a Na'al. With that being said, when Hashem tells Moshe when he comes to the Snan Har Sinai, and Hashem says, Shal na Alecha Mi'al Raglecha, take your shoe off your feet, it could be that at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being Chal on Moshe Rabbeinu, that he wouldn't need to use the bathroom anymore. That he was giving him a certain godly status, because in order to take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he would have to be the Zelu Umazeh of Paro. That since Paro was a person, that his whole Indian was, that I don't have to use the bathroom, it could be that here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving this actual level of Kedusha V'Elokus to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he would in fact not have to use the bathroom whatsoever. That's called Shal Na Alecha Mi'al Raglecha. That which caps the regal, which is Saviv the regal, he was freeing him from that. From his need of Sha'asadi Kol Tzarchi. That would explain why going to the bathroom, Chazal used that term, it's called Mei Raglayim. It's considered to be the waste of the regel. That the whole inyan of regel is associated with waste. It's the psoidus of the raglayim. So therefore, Shal Na'alecha Me'araglecha means that I'm taking off that which locks your regel, which doesn't allow your regel to be able to be Megal itself the way it's supposed to. So it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu was taka freed and he didn't have to use the bathroom after that. He never has to use the bathroom. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Ishu Elohim. He's the man of God. Right? We said Elokim is Gematria Hakiseh. The Moshe Rabbeinu, he's called Ish Elokim mamish because he doesn't have to have Psylus. He never had to have Psylus. And that could be that this giving of the Torah, which took place on Har Sinai, which is the place of the Sneh, Chazal say that when Moshe broke the Luchos, Moshe was Nis'asher from the Psylus of the Luchos. The Moshe has a certain connection to what's called the Oisher of the Psylus. That which is normally Psylus to everybody else, Moshe has an Ashiris from that Psylus, which means to say that he's free Glagamre from the whole Inyan of Niraglaim. And that's the pshat why Moshe was thrown into the river and he was taken out of the river. Minamai Mishisihu means that he was freed from the Inyan of being Mashtin. Mishisihu is even a Lashad of Mashtin, which means to go to the bathroom. That he was freed from the whole Inyan of Psylus and that which makes a person not be able to achieve godliness. Now, getting back to the Tzon, that we know that the Mitzrayim, they were ruled by the Tzon. And Meir's question was that if people worshipped Avanim and Eitzin, that's fine, because they don't have any Psylus. But here, they didn't just worship that. They also worshipped Tzon. Why Dafka the Tzon? So it could be the reason they worship Tzon is because Tzon is a Lashon Tzoa. It comes from the word Tzoa. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't allow the Tzon to rule over him. Moshe was a Roi Tzon. Right, which means that Moshe had the Memshallah on the Tzon. He was the Roi Tzon. So as opposed to them, that they had a kesher to the Sinyan of Tzoa, Moshe was free from that. Now it could be the reason why when we come to Ner Chanukah, the Inyan of Ner Chanukah also relates to this. It could be that the reason why Ner Chanukah, as we mentioned before, a few things. We spoke about Nachal, we spoke about Regel. Now, it could be that the whole Indian of Ner Chanukah pertains to this. First of all, that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he would be Shana Aracha Me'al Raglecha was at the time that he was standing by the Sneh. I think we gave a whole shiur why Sneh is related to the Ner Chanukah. Didn't we talk about that? Right? That the Sneh is the Ner Chanukah. So it could be that being by the Sneh, which is the Bechin of the Ner Chanukah, that's what was Motzias Moshe from the whole Indian of Asiyas Tzrachim. So that would be why by Ner Chanukah we're Mechavin the Shem Regel. We make the Bracha of Chanukah Mechavin the Shem Regel. Because the whole Inyan of Regel has to do with the Inyan of being Mizachech and Mitar, the whole Inyan of Meraglayim. So by Ner Chanukah or Mechavin Regel, which is the Inyan of Shana Alecha Meraglecha, to free yourself from the lock of the Regel and the whole Inyan of the Psylus of Meraglayim, which Moshe Rabbeinu was Zochet to. Even Shana Alecha Me'al is Rosh Hativos Shemen, by the way. Ner Chanukah is actually Begematria Meraglaim, same exact matcha. But more importantly, when it comes to this whole Indian of Nachal, it could be that the Nachal, which the Ari is referring to, of course, the Kavanas of the Ari are Ein Sof, had to be Mazbe them. But it could be that the Nachal refers to the very Nachal, the very first Nachal in Torah. That the very first Nachal of Torah, the first Nachal mentioned, is the Nahar Pishon, which is the Nachal, the Nahar of Mitzrayim. And testimony to that is that we spoke about before that this Nachal is made up of two names. One is called Ma, and one is called Dam. Ma has to do with Mayim. It's because there's a secret called Palgi Mayim. We can't get into it right now. But if you take the word Mayim and you split it in half, that's called Palgi Mayim, which is a very high level of water. So Pal Gimayim is Gematria Ma. Yeah? If you take Ma, which is 90, Mayim, which is 90, and you cut it in half, it's 45. 45 is Gematria Ma. Now since the Naharim, which came out of the Nachal of Gan Eden, they split. It says V'hayil Abba Rashim. Each one is called Pal Gimayim, like split water. Pal Gimayim is the highest quality water you can drink. As it says in the very first Tehillim, it says, that all quality of life and longevity and of prosper and being hatzlachadik all has to do with what's called Palgimai. The Zohar says that this Eitz that David is referring to is the Eitz HaChaim. That the Eitz HaChaim grows on Palgimai. So therefore, since the waters which run out of Mitzrayim, out of Gan Eden, they split, they're called Palgimayim, and the Nahar Pishon is the first of them, it's like the Bechor, which is why the whole Inyan of Yetzis has to do with the Bechor. So Nahar Pishon is the very first Nachal in Torah, and that Nachal called Palgimayim, that's the secret of Ma, that the Arizal mentions in the very first part of making this Nachal. It's called Ma, because Ma is the secret of Palgimayim. The Zohar says so explicitly, that the Palgimayim is called the Shein Ma. Because Mayim, cut in half, which is called Peleg, is Gematria Ma. So that's a reference to the Nahar Pishon. Now what about the Shein Dam? What does Dam have to do with Nahar Pishon? Right? It's a remez to... anybody?
First
Maka. Maka's Dam. Because Baruch Hu brought Dam into the Nahar Pishon. By doing so, that was Hashem's first attack on what? On the whole Indian of the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. That's what Chazal say, that when Hashem attacked Mitzrayim, He first attacked their gods. So by bringing Dam into the Nahar Mitzrayim, that passed forever the Nachal of Mitzrayim, the Nahar Pishon, from being Avodah Zarah anymore. They couldn't worship it anymore. Because what was the whole Maidah, like we said before, of the Nahar Mitzrayim, that there was no Psolas? By bringing Dam into the Nahar Mitzrayim, that was like killing it. That's why it let out Dam. It was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was killing the Tsar. When you kill somebody, you let out Dam. By doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed the Nile River from being godly anymore. Which is why nowadays they don't worship it. And it could be that even after that, they didn't worship it anymore. Because in essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, He made Mei Raglayim. He made Dam into the Nahar Pishon. And that passed it forever from being a place of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, when we're mechavin this Nachal, which is Nachal Pishon, the very first Nachal, which is the Palgimayim, which is also the Indian of Dam, Dam Ma, which is what makes this Nachal. Doing so means that we're being mevatel the very klipa from which an Avodah Zarah is held up to the standard of Elokos, because it doesn't have any motzi, it's not motzi any psolas. The opposite of that is Ner Chanukah. That the Ner Chanukah that we light in Mishitishka Chama, Ashatichla Regel Min Ashok, not sure how to be Merami is this Indian from Tichla Regel Min Ashok. I don't know exactly. Unless the Shuk was a place that people would go to the bathroom, I doubt it. But the whole Indian of Ner Chanukah, which is Kavanah of Regel, which is the Indian of Nachal, is Gufa, in order to raise a person up to the level of godliness. The Megalah the Elokus of a person, when he's standing face to face with the Ner Chanukah, which is like the Bechin of Sneh, which is the Moshe was elevated to that level as well. Of Elokos. Okay, there's no way we're going to be able to get to the next part of the shir. It has to do with the parsha. Give me a second. Let me think of it. Shayach. I'll just add, I think it's cute, but it's more than just cute. It's, you know, every single word in Kedusha has a shayrish. So it could be, I don't even like saying the word, but it's for the sake of Torah. You know, like people say when going to the bathroom, they try to use a lashon naki, they say to pish, right? It could be that it comes from the word pishon. It comes from the word pishon, which is the saying that the whole inyan of Paro in the Nahar Pishon, where I was supposed to be free from that inyan. The fact that he was going there and he was doing Meraglayim there, it could be that that's the Shurish, the Kedusha. Every single word in English in any language has a Kesher to a Ruchni Shurish in Lashon HaKodesh. Because all the Lashonos, which are 70 of them, they all come, yeah, and you can find many, many such things. They all come from Lashon HaKodesh. Many of them are obvious, but some of them are not so obvious. But one of the secrets that tzaddikim have, and what we speak about tzaddikim, if you've ever heard the term before, it's called the meyachid yichudim. Meyachid yichudim means that even if anybody speaks to them in any language, they're able to know and to understand what the hidden messages in Kedusha are in that language, because they translate and they see everything as being Lashon HaKodesh. So if we were speaking in English to a tzaddik who knows how to understand the names of Hashem and to do what they need to do in Kedusha, even in any language, they translate that into their book of secrets and how to understand everything on every level. This is just a cute way of seeing that. But if a Jew, if anybody is talking to a tzaddik and they can be speaking Spanish, speaking German, whatever it is, and they're using just, if words sound like names of Hashem or they sound like words in Lashon HaKodesh, they understand things on a much higher level because they don't see just as regular people talking to them. They see as HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to them in Lashon HaKodesh and they're able to understand the hidden messages of what's going on from everyday Shprach. Okay, we're gonna have to hold the next part of the shiur to another time. It pertains to the parasha of Yigash Lev Yehuda, but I thought this would be a short akdama, but it ended up going longer than thought. So okay, Mirat Hashem. So everybody should have a good tzlacha in finals. And a good winter break. I don't know if we're meeting again next week or not, but should be matzliach. And we should be zeichet that the light of Chanukah and all the bechinas and all the oiras which we're zeichet to for 8 days, all the bracha and the shach which came down, the shetaka elevate us to reaching madrigas, high madrigas, halavai. We should be ishalehim, should be godly. We should be zeichet to hatzlacha every single day. And be as goyal tzedek mi'av minu amen.